For the past decade, the alternative newspaper in Los Angeles, the LA Weekly, has been running a comic strip with an edgy, liberal, Latino point of view. Now the comic strip, La Cucaracha, has made it to the funny pages of such mainstream dailies as the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune. It's being distributed by the same syndicate that offers Doonesbury and Boondocks. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco profiles the creator of America's first daily syndicated Latino political comic strip.
Cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz pokes fun at all things Latino, including the main character in his comic strip. That's La Cucaracha, an anthropomorphic militant Chicano cockroach who sports a goatee, sneakers, khaki pants, and flannel shirt buttoned East LA style only at the collar. Alcaraz quotes the man-sized cartoon roach from one comic strip.
I'm your radically political alter ego, a cockroach, a traditional literary figure in Mexican pop culture, meant to evoke the masses, the people, la raza, a creature constantly crushed in futility by the man!
La Cucaracha lives in East L.A. with a cast of characters that includes Eddie, a laid-back, blue-collar Mexican-American, Eddie's strong-willed girlfriend Vero, and Eddie's little brother Neto, who loves the internet, hip-hop, and rock en español. Neto is a self-described pocho, an Americanized Mexican or Chicano. On a recent afternoon at NPR's new studios in Los Angeles, Alcaraz and some friends acted out a few scenes from his comics. Here they are, poking fun at pochos.
Joven, ¿me puede decir qué dice esta carta?
Hey, Neto, she needs a translation of this letter.
Let me try.
Esta letter is a bill o de gaso. Dude, I can't even speak Spanglish. It's more like Manglish.
Alcaraz, who is now 38, grew up bicultural and bilingual in San Diego, near the border with Tijuana, the only son of a housekeeper and gardener, both immigrants.
I grew up a little Mexican kid. You know, I was born a poor brown child, right? I remember reading, like, Mexican comics and watching Mexican wrestling movies in Tijuana on the weekends and, you know, and watching Batman at night at home, you know. So I really did, you know, I split my time.
The term pocho was once an insult that some Mexicans used against Mexican-Americans who didn't speak Spanish well. But over the years, Alcaraz has embraced the term so much that in graduate school at UC Berkeley, he helped create the satirical Pocho magazine.
Pocho magazine was like Mad Magazine for Mad Mexicans, is what we used to call it. And we would take Chicano rhetoric and proclaim it to be outdated, and then we'd, like, you know, spice it up, you know, with new made-up words, and we combine it with kind of a Monty Python kind of a silly aesthetic.
While earning his master's degree in architecture at Berkeley, Alcaraz formed a comedy troupe called the Chicano Secret Service. He and his partners performed satirical skits for campus protests and sit-ins. In this sketch, recorded in 1991, they lampoon the first president, George Bush, who's being translated into Spanish by his Latino grandson.
Hello, Hispanics.
Hola, mis little brown ones.
I am for peace. Por petróleo. Freedom. Petróleo. Democracy.
Gasolina.
Throughout the 1990s, Alcaraz and the Chicano Secret Service also mocked anti-immigrant politics in California. Posing with the pseudonym Daniel Deportado, Daniel Deported, Alcaraz appeared on a live Spanish-language TV talk show offering to deport himself back to Mexico. He's also written TV skits for the comedy troupe Culture Clash, and he's dabbled in screenplays. His comic strip, which debuted in the LA Weekly in 1992, often makes fun of Hollywood for stereotyping or passing over Latinos.
Vero, how can you watch Friends? They live in New York, but it looks more like Stockholm.
I guess so. There could be more people of color in all TV shows.
Vero, you're not kidding.
Yeah, there's no amigos on Friends.
La Cucaracha also pokes fun at such issues as police brutality and racism. Its political edge distinguishes it from the family-oriented Latino comic strip Baldo, and it's a far cry from the folkloric humor of the old Gordo strip, which avoided politics and concentrated on the cultural life of a Mexican bean farmer turned tourist guide. Gus Arriola, who began drawing Gordo in 1941, is one of Alcaraz's childhood heroes. Now Ariola, who is retired and lives up the coast in Carmel, returns the admiration.
I stayed away from that Chicano angle because I was trying to come in the back door with my information rather than put it right out there the way Lalo does. I had to be a little more subtle in my day, but now he can come right out and say things that none of us could have said 30 years ago. I envy him the ability that he has now of doing that and having editors accept it.
Not everyone appreciates the satire in La Cucaracha. Alcaraz says he's received plenty of hate mail from anti-Latino, anti-immigrant readers, and some of the people he's targeted have taken offense and threatened lawsuits. But many in L.A.'s Chicano arts community embrace Alcaraz for his progressive politics.
Here's somebody who is willing to, you know, kind of call America on its contradictions and also call Latinos out.
Raul Villa is a professor of American and Chicano studies at Occidental College. He and other fans of La Cucaracha are counting on Alcaraz to maintain his biting humor while cranking out a daily strip. The cartoonist says he intends to follow the lead of Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau and of Aaron Magruder, who draws the hip-hop comic strip Boondocks.
I knew that I had to do this strip, you know, because as a kind of a media activist, man, I said that, you know, obviously the comics pages are really white. And now that, you know, I have my little platform, my soapbox, I'm going to stick my neck out and say, you know, I'm here to say something. You might not like it. Hopefully you'll laugh and maybe you'll become educated and maybe the Cucaracha will just get your attention.
La Cucaracha now has a place next to Garfield, Marmaduke, Blondie, and the rest every day in the L.A. Times, Houston Chronicle, Chicago Tribune, and about 50 other newspapers. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.